This is A Couple Cooks Small Bites, bite-sized food for thought. I'm Sonia Overheiser.
And I'm Alex Overheiser. We're the podcast that pairs small bites of food with short-form interviews to inspire you in 20 minutes or less.
You can go to our website, acouplecooks.com, for hundreds of recipes, healthy living inspiration, and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking. Today on the show, cookbook author Julia Tertian talks about making leftovers great again and how food connects us all. Hey, welcome to Small Bites. We know you're busy, so on this show, we cut out the small talk and get right to the point. We want to inspire you with the stories, ideas, and people behind what we eat. So today's theme is leftovers, how to reinvent them into something even better than before. And Alex, I know you are on team leftovers.
I am. I'm 100% team leftovers. There's nothing like not having to make dinner because last night still tastes pretty good.
Exactly. So we've brought in an expert to talk more about leftovers. She's an acclaimed cookbook author who's made a splash with her recent book, Now and Again. Epicurious has called her one of the 100 greatest home cooks of all time, and she's co-authored books with the likes of Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes, it's Julia Tertian, and we caught up with her to talk about how to repurpose leftovers into new dishes.
And she has some outside-of-the-box ideas on what to bring as a dinner guest.
Which made me feel like a terrible dinner guest.
I'm sure you're still a great guest, but now you'll be even better.
So as an appetizer to our chat with Julia, we have a delicious small bite of actual real food that we're going to taste on the air. Let's talk about it.
Well, since our theme is repurposing leftovers, we're going to go with some old broccoli.
Yummy.
Just kidding.
Sell it a little bit more.
Okay. It is day old broccoli, but it is a recipe for broccoli from Julia's cookbook. Tell me about that recipe.
Right. It's a roasted broccoli. It's actually called charred broccoli because it gets a little bit blackened, and then you mix it with lemon and capers and garlic. So there's so much flavor there. It's very balanced. It doesn't taste bitter like the typical broccoli. Now, we served this to our son, Larson, and he just gobbled it up. He kept taking pieces out of the bowl because he loved it so much.
But even though it was so good, we had a little bit left over, and you came up with this new recipe for a crostini.
Right. So crostini is great. It's just a piece of small toasted bread, sometimes a little creamy sauce, and then some toppings. So here we've used that leftover broccoli. Now, before talking about it too much more, let's give it a taste.
All right. Sorry for the chewing noises.
That is so good. And it sounds so simple to just have toast with toppings, but there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, obviously it starts with a good crunchy bread. So we have some high quality sourdough that's been toasted up. And then what I really like is that layer of goat cheese you put on there. It's rich and it's creamy and it goes with the tangy, lemony broccoli really well.
You don't even need a recipe to make these crostini. They're perfect if you're having a dinner guest over, you're not quite sure what to serve while everyone's milling about and you're finishing your recipes for the meal. All you have to do is get some small pieces of toasted bread, spread some goat cheese or another creamy topping on top, and then you can top it with any type of vegetables.
So roast up some vegetables tonight and have a delicious appetizer tomorrow.
If you want to make this exact recipe, you can find the charred broccoli recipe in Julia's cookbook. But crostini are so simple, you can really just make up your own theme.
I'm going to go for another bite off microphone. Why don't you introduce Julia?
Sure. So Julia Tertian is best-selling author of numerous cookbooks, including Small Victories and Feed the Resistance. She's written for New York Times, Washington Post, and Food and Wine. She's also the founder of Equity at the Table, an inclusive digital directory of women and non-binary individuals in food. Her newest book is Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
So most of us see leftovers as kind of uninspired microwave versions of last night's dinner. But in your book, Now and Again, you recommend something different, using those leftovers as an ingredient in a new dish. Can you explain to us how that works?
Sure. Yeah, I think the world is very much divided into people who either love or hate leftovers.
I will say we love them.
Oh,
so
good.
Speaking to an engaged audience here.
So we're all on team leftovers. Yeah, I love them. And I love them because I always feel when I open the refrigerator and see them, I feel like, I'm already more than halfway there. You know, to me, they're building blocks of meals, and it's not the same old thing again. And that's my feeling of excitement with leftovers, that they're, you know, they give you the starting point for something entirely new. You don't have to eat the same thing again. And they really invite a lot of creativity, and you can transform them and totally reinvent them and make them into something that's sort of, you know, you can't tell the difference between what you ate yesterday and what you're going to have today.
Can you give us an example from your book where you transform an ingredient?
Sure. Yeah. So I had so much fun in the book, you know, creating all these menus and the recipes for them, and then, you know, things you can do with leftovers from the whole meal. And it's very true to how I live and eat and cook at home. So I think a really good example is actually just the cover of the book. And the top is a bowl of this really beautiful and super easy salad that's roasted butternut squash and radicchio. It has this really kind of, I would say, kind of punchy vinaigrette that's apple cider vinegar and garlic and olive oil. And if you have leftover salad, my favorite thing to do with it is to tuck it into a grilled cheese sandwich. And it makes it just, yeah, exactly. It makes it like the most kind of substantial and satisfying sandwich. You have kind of like the sweet squash, the bitter radicchio, you know, all that flavor from the dressing. And then, of course, all your delicious melted cheese and, you know, toasted bread.
And that adds a ton of complexity to that grilled
exactly.
cheese. So just as fast as if you're going to do a normal one, but really good flavor.
Exactly. And that salad, you know, you don't feel like you're eating a bowl of wilted salad. It becomes this really incredible component to this whole other sandwich. And, you know, it's a really simple example and it's a simple transformation. But that's kind of what I love about it, is that you don't have to work that hard to make something really good.
You know, I have looked at the cover of this book quite a few times, but I never realized that's what was going on the cover. That's the salad and the sandwich and again.
It was a little, it's a little hard to convey visually, I think, the concept, but I was hoping that, you know, the dishes would just look good and hopefully be inviting. And once you get into the book, I think it becomes kind of more clear.
Well, I love that philosophy for a cookbook. It's not something I see often, is meals presented in menus and then a lot of ideas for reinventing each dish instead of just kind of little tips along the side. It's a very, very intentional approach.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm just a big believer in, you know, giving you a lot of, what's the phrase? A lot of bang for your buck. you know, if anyone's going to buy the cookbook, I want you to get as much out of it as you possibly can, which means I want to put as much into it as I possibly can.
Have you put that into numbers? Like this book has 100 recipes, but 100,000 meals.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think my publishers added up some numbers here and there, but yeah, to me, it's a lot. There's a lot in it. And my hope is that it just feels really useful and fun. And the book was actually going to be a much smaller book. It was just going to be a book about reinventing leftovers. And I just thought it would be like fun and, you know, a good little, you know, gift kind of book to give. And I kept sort of running into a wall because, you know, if I was telling you how to transform something, but I wasn't giving you the something to begin with, I just felt like that wasn't enough. So it absolutely kind of evolved into this much bigger and I think much more useful and I think also meaningful book.
And tell us the name for that previous concept.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's cute.
So I was going to call it It's Me Again. And I thought that was like the funniest thing I ever thought of. But, you know, as funny as I thought that was and as fun as I thought it would be to work on that, I really didn't think it would be enough. And I'm so happy with Now and Again and where it landed.
Another thing we thought was fun as we were paging through your book, in the back, you have 7 lists of 7 things. And we thought that was just a really fun concept. Some of them spoke to repurposing rice or what to do with leftover wine. But the one we really liked was 7 things to bring if you're invited to dinner. How did that come about?
So those lists at the end of the book, I think of them as like bonus content. Each of them has 7 items on it. So it's, you know, it's nearly 50 kind of extra ideas. And those came about just me, I think, wanting to provide answers to questions I get asked a lot. And also things that I have kind of noticed or have done that I feel like make you know, a little bit of a difference. So I think, you know, that list of things to bring when you're invited over, you know, I never like to arrive empty handed. And, but I also want whatever I bring to feel, you know, special, but also useful and not something, you know, someone's going to stick in a drawer and then they'll bring when they're invited somewhere, you know, like the gift that just keeps on going.
I really love in there, you had a couple items for breakfast.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Exactly. Because I think when you're invited to dinner, you know, I know when I invite someone for dinner, I've you know, figured out what I'm going to make. And, you know, if I need some help with it, if I want to, you know, assign a salad or dessert or something, you know, I'll ask for that in advance. And so, you know, I try to keep that in mind. If I'm going to someone's house, I don't want to bring something for the meal that, you know, they didn't ask for, and put any pressure on them to serve something they don't, you know, they weren't planning on. So yeah, the thing I love to do the most is, to kind of, you know, if someone's making you dinner, then provide what they need for breakfast the next day, and make it something really special. And, you know, you don't have to make anything. You could pick up stuff from a bakery. You know, you could buy really great coffee, you know, spend a little extra for someone in a way that, you know, you might not always spend on yourself, that kind of thing. And I had thought of that idea originally, actually, the summer between high school and college, I worked at a bakery and people would come in the afternoon and say they were going somewhere for dinner and they, you know, wanted to bring a bread, you know, to go with that dinner. And so I asked what was being served so I could, you know, help them choose the right bread. And, you know, they would say, well, I have no idea. So I would say, how about these muffins for tomorrow? And that's kind of where that came from.
Well, that is so thoughtful. Now I feel like a terrible dinner
guest. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. I was bringing a boring bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never say no to that. So I don't think anyone else will. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think your thoughtfulness really speaks to another thing that inspires us by what you bring to your work, cultivating community. And in the end of your book, you also challenge us as the reader to give back and do good with food. Some of the examples are serving at a food bank, organizing a potluck, or even just taking a treat to your local firehouse. Why is this so important to you?
Well, first, thank you. I really just appreciate that. And it's important to me because, you know, food is fun and it's the fun part of my work. And, you know, I love coming up with recipes and sharing them and talking about them. But food to me is the bridge to community. And that's why I do what I do. So I feel really grateful for the opportunity to include those ideas in the book because, you know, I don't think of people who buy or read cookbooks as people who are just interested in recipes. I think that's a disservice to those readers. And I think people who buy and read cookbooks are people who are invested not just in, you know, the fun of cooking, but, you know, in taking the time and spending money to prepare a meal and to bring people together. And I am such a big believer in extending that feeling and that sense of generosity and hospitality, not only to the people, you know, in your family or home, but also to your broader community. And we as home cooks have such an ability to really be involved in our communities in so many different ways. And, you know, it could be just as you said, bringing, you know, something to your local first responders, your firehouse or police department, or maybe even to your librarian, just to thank them for their service. And that small gesture, you know, does really make a difference. And, you know, if you love to cook, maybe you get involved with your local food pantry or soup kitchen. Maybe you can take your love of cooking and teach that to someone in your life who doesn't know how to cook and help empower them to feed themselves and the people around them. And I think, you know, when we take a step back and really consider what skills we have, what resources we have, and if we can extend those in ways maybe we haven't thought about already, I think we really just have the power to make a difference.
Do you have a story about a time that you've kind of stepped out in community with a plate full of food?
Sure. Yeah, I do it a lot in my community. And it actually, I do it most when I'm working on a cookbook and I'm testing recipes. And that's the time when I do just what you said, kind of step out with a plate of food, mostly because I'm cooking way more than just my wife and I can eat, just the two of us. And so I love to share it, and I bring it to neighbors, and I bring it to, we live in a very small rural town. So our fire department is a completely volunteer run organization. So I am always bringing, especially if I'm working on any recipes for something sweet and, you know, like a baked good, I'm always bringing it down to them, just to thank them. And, you know, in the event that I need them to show up at my door one day, which, you know, I hope I don't, you know, I think it's helpful to, you know, just let them know that you appreciate the work they're doing. So I also bring food a lot to local grassroots community organizers in my area. I so believe in the work they're doing. And I feel like one thing I can do to, you know, cross something off their list and, you know, one less thing on their plate, kind of literally, is to provide a meal. And, you know, I love to cook. So why not just keep doing that for people who need it.
Well, that is so inspiring. Not only your drive and passion to help us reinvent our leftovers, but the way that you're able to minister to your community and then also show us around the world digitally a way to invest and cultivate community in our own lives. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, thank you for being part of my community and letting me be part of yours.
Thanks for joining us, Julia.
You guys have a great day.
You can find Julia's latest book, Now and Again, everywhere books are sold.
We'd love to hear from you. Do you have any great ideas for reinventing leftovers? Have you used food as a way to give back and do good in your community? We'd love to hear your stories. Let us know on Instagram or send an email to email@acouplecooks.com.
Thanks for listening to Small Bites. Head on over to acouplecooks.com for all of our recipes and follow along with all of our adventures on Instagram @acouplecooks.